Our reading for today is from Revelation chapter 18, beginning in verse 1. Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was made bright with his glory. And he called out with a mighty voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable beast. For all nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich from the power of her luxurious living." Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues, for her sins are heaped high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Pay her back as she herself has paid back others, and repay her double for her deeds. Mix a double portion for her in the cup she mixed. As she glorified herself and lived in luxury, so give her a like measure of torment and mourning, since in her heart she says, 'I sit as a queen, I am no widow, and mourning I shall never see.' For this reason her plagues will come in a single day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be burned up with fire. For mighty is the Lord God who has judged her. And the kings of the earth who committed sexual immorality and lived in luxury with her will weep and wail over her when they see the smoke of her burning. They will stand far off in fear of her torment and say, 'Alas, alas, you great city, you mighty city, Babylon, for in a single hour your judgment has come.' And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn for her, since no one buys their cargo anymore. Cargo of gold, silver, jewels, pearls, fine linen, purple cloth, silk, scarlet cloth, all kinds of scented wood, all kinds of articles of ivory, all kinds of articles of costly wood, bronze, iron, and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and slaves, that is, human souls. The fruit for which your soul longed is gone from you, and all your delicacies and your splendors are lost to you, never to be found again. The merchants of these wares who gained wealth from her will stand far off, in fear of her torment, weeping and mourning aloud. Alas, alas for the great city that was clothed in fine linen, in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold, with jewels, and with pearls. For in a single hour all this wealth has been laid waste. And all shipmasters and seafaring men, sailors, and all whose trade is on the sea stood far off, and cried out as they saw the smoke of her burning, 'What city was like the great city?' And they threw dust on their heads, and as they wept and mourned, crying out, 'Alas, alas for the great city, where all who had ships at sea grew rich by her wealth. For in a single hour she has been laid waste. Rejoice over her, O heaven, and you saints and apostles and prophets, for God has given judgment for you against her.' Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, 'So will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence and will be found no more. And the sound of harpists and musicians, of flute players and trumpeters will be heard in you no more, and a craftsman of any craft will be found in you no more, and the sound of the mill will be heard in you no more, and the light of a lamp will shine in you no more, and the voice of bridegroom and bride will be heard in you no more. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, and all nations were deceived by your sorcery. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all who have been slain on the earth." So here in chapter 18, he starts off talking about this angel coming down from heaven that has great authority, and the earth was made bright with his glory. That is the glory of the mission to which he is coming for, this judgment against Babylon. And so he cries out with this mighty voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great." And I believe we recently looked at this verse in our Wednesday night studies through the book of Isaiah. And the fall of Babylon has been announced in earlier chapters, chapter 14 and chapter 16. And so in this mighty voice that comes, this pronouncement against Babylon. In the book of Isaiah chapter 21, verse 9, Isaiah had said, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon, and all the graven images of her gods are broken on the ground." Now, he was referring to ancient Babylon, but Babylon is then used as a descriptor in Revelation, talking about this idolatrous and sinful city, and in essence being, for us today, looking at this as the whole world, this sinful world that is around us. Verse 3 again has this statement that we've talked about previously. All the nations have drunk the wine of their passions of her sexual immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed immorality with her. Again, I think that we're talking about, for their time period, the Roman Empire. But again, we can extrapolate from this, talking about the greater spiritual picture of the forces of God versus the forces of Satan, that is, good versus evil, and take this to mean also the spiritual battle and all the forces of Satan and evil, not just that time period and the Roman Empire. And really, how much of it has changed? I mean, we still see these things happening in the world around us that are being described. You're talking about people that seek to gain wealth through some immoral means. They have unscrupulous appetites for things. They're talking about, you know, corruption and just complete given over to their own desires rather than considering any eternal aspects or any eternal judgment. So we can still see this same type of thing going on around us today. Verse 4 is this call for God's people to be separate, to be holy, to be away from all this sinfulness and to not fellowship with it, not to be yoked to it in any way. And this exhortation is the same whether it's the first century or the 21st century. We're talking about the idea of Christians to come out from the influence of the worldly lusts so that we do not partake in those things. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 11 says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." Verse 5, these sins have reached all the way up to heaven, and God has remembered the iniquities. It's not as if God has forgotten those things, but to point out that even though time is passing by, we should not think that he has forgotten, that he does remember these things, and judgment is coming. And also we see verse 6, this idea of rendering according to works. We see in the book of Romans chapter 2, beginning in verse 6, he says he will render to each one according to his works. To those who by practice in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. So that goes well with what he's describing here in the book of Revelation, that he's remembered their works and he's going to render according to those works. And so verse 8, in one day will these things come, death and mourning and famine, be utterly burned with fire because of the judgment of the Lord. It's going to come swiftly. There's not going to be an escape. There's not going to be any way of them, you know, being able to defend themselves. No, it's going to come upon them, and it's going to come upon them mightily. In verse 9, we see that those that see this happening, that they're going to weep and they're going to wail. It's because they were entwined with them. They were working with them. It talks about the kings of the earth that committed sexual immorality and lived in luxury with her. They're going to lose out on these things. And we talked yesterday in our reading about, or in our last reading, about how they would get so entwined with Rome, but it wasn't necessarily because they liked Rome so much, but just because they could benefit by that relationship and couldn't really resist Rome. So there was this idea that that the benefits would be there and partaking in those things that Rome did. Well, whether we're talking about Rome or we're talking about that greater spiritual picture, you know, we need to be careful that we don't fall into that trap of, you know, ends justifies the means. You know, do we fellowship darkness simply so that we can benefit by that fellowship? No. No, we are to be holy and separate and should not participate whatsoever. But this mourning is because they lose out on these things. And so all the way through verse 13, you know, you're talking about all these different things that they could enjoy because of this relationship. And they're talking about luxuries. They're talking about things that you would enjoy, things that would bring an enjoyment or an appetite or a satisfaction. And so verse 14, the fruit for which your soul longed is gone from you, and your delicacies, your splendors are lost to you, never to be found again. This is really just a representation of worldliness and lust and the chasing after one's own desires, and it becomes futile. Verse 16, woe to the great city that was arrayed in fine linen, purple, scarlet, gold, precious stone, pearl. Did all those luxuries, are they able to save them? Are they able to make any eternal difference? No, not whatsoever. Verse 17, again, that reference to the one hour, all these things being made desolate. It's not going to be able to be defended against. Verse 18, they see the smoke of the burning and lament over that sight. This is very similar to the description about the judgment upon the city of Tyre. And in Ezekiel chapter 27 and verse 32, it says, who is there like Tyre, like her that is brought to silence in the midst of the sea? So very, very similar language being used between the two. Verse 19, they threw dust on their heads, they wept, they mourned. Alas for the great city where all who had ships at sea grew rich by her wealth. This is a symbol of grief and lamentation. Then we get into verse 20, and we see a shift from those that are lamenting over this great city that has fallen because of what they lose, and now you have this separate group that is rejoicing over this. Rejoice, her, O heaven, and you saints, apostles, prophets, for God has given judgment for you against her. So that would mean that this is a matter of justice. Justice is being put out, and it is for the sake of these saints, apostles, and prophets. Verse 21, the mighty angel takes a stone, throws it into the sea, and it says, so will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence and will be found no more. Yet again, we see a very close commonality with the description about the actual city of Babylon and the judgment upon them. And Jeremiah chapter 51, beginning in verse 61, has very similar language talking about Babylon sinking. And so the destruction is going to be complete, just like it was of that ancient Babylon. Then he starts to have this description about, the harpists, the musicians, those sources of entertainment and joy, they're not going to be heard anymore. The craftsmen, they're not going to be there. The productivity, the sound of the mill, it's not going to be there. The light of a lamp, it's not going to shine anymore. The joyfulness of the bride and the bridegroom, no, that won't be heard anymore. The merchants that were gaining wealth, they're not going to be there anymore as well. And then end with verse 24, in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all who have been slain on the earth. That's what the justice is for, is because not only did they follow their own worldly lusts, but they killed the saints. They persecuted them even unto death. And so the justice that comes by the judgment of God was something that would be welcomed, and it's reminiscent of those saints that were below the throne that were crying out, how long will we wait for the justice for being killed for the sake of Christ? Thank you for listening today. Come back on our next reading, and we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 19. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.